You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Boston Public Radio.
Judging by the ubiquity of Super Bowl ads and the specials on chips and soda at the grocery store, it's hard to imagine that for some people, the Super Bowl is not something they've been looking forward to all year.
That's right. For some of you out there carrying around a certain smug sense of not needing to really know anything about football, not having to understand the difference between a nickelback and nickel plating, there is a complete and utter sense, we think, of dread. That's right. You may have to be at a social engagement on Sunday where your superiority might just come off as total ignorance.
Cooper was afraid they'd be overmatched and want to keep his offense up for a sustained drive to keep his defense up.
What's going on here?
But for one brief moment in America on Sunday, the meatheads and jocks of the world will reign supreme as elitist intellectuals. And perhaps you. You, who safely spends most of the year saying, I don't really care about sports. That's right. Perhaps you are secretly terrified at the notion of saying something that would draw the ridicule of better sports-educated peers.
We here at The Takeaway know this is a real situation, because here in New York City, a Brooklynite recently posted a Craigslist ad that read,
I desperately need to learn about football between now and next week's Super Bowl game. My girlfriend and I were just invited to a Super Bowl party at her ex-boyfriend's apartment. I guess I just panicked and wanted to impress my girlfriend. Anyway, he asked me what position I played, and I told him I played quarterback.
Ah, yes. Nothing is as romantic as trying to impress that special guy or gal by lying right to their face about your past. The author of that ad was willing to pay $500, but we're generous sorts here at The Takeaway.
Of course we are.
What the heck? We'll do it for free. We can bridge that gap and provide a great service to our listeners who are secretly wishing they were going to an outlet mall on Sunday rather than watching Big Jim from down the street double-dip his nachos.
So here is our five-point plan to sounding like a pro at your Super Bowl party this weekend. Number one, football is a dark sport. Here's the late Professor George Carlin himself.
Football is a 20th century technological struggle. Football is played on a gridiron in a stadium, sometimes called Soldier Field or War Memorial Stadium. Football begins in the fall when everything is dying.
That's right, folks. Football does not bring about world peace, except for the billions of people it pins to the couch for a good 6 hours on Sunday. In that sense, it's a giant truce in world conflict to pursue all-out war on the field. The other team is the enemy. So don't call the United Nations peacekeeper hotline in the middle of the game. Bad idea.
See if you can hear this. This is a hard knock.
Sure, it hurts. But remember that the minimum salary for an NFL player is $375,000.
Wow.
And many players will make your entire salary before halftime.
Here's step number two. Everybody loves Super Bowl commercials, right? Everyone. This is a solidarity moment for sports fans and non-sports fans. However, don't say out loud, I only watch for the commercials. If you're too good to watch one American football game a year, you should also be too good to care about how Coke decides to spend $30 million or who GoDaddy.com brings out in a tank top or less. And without the football, of course, you will have no commercials.
Good point. Step number three, know when to cheer. You can cheer for an exciting play unless it's an incomplete pass.
Hooray! Hooray denied!
In which case, everyone will look at you strangely. You can groan for a fumble. Just pay attention to the colors on the uniforms. Best advice, follow the Doppler effect. Follow the rise and fall of your pals, especially the ones holding beer cans. Watch them as they bend their knees, rise from the couch, begin to pump their fists in the air. That's better. Now you're fitting in like a bowl of jalapeno poppers.
And here's step number four. Don't complain about the unhealthy food. You have 364 days a year to eat healthy. Here's one day to let Paula Deen and Man vs. Food rule your life. If this is no good, you can bring an apple secretly away in your book bag or maybe some dried bananas in a little baggie. Commercial breaks are longer at the Super Bowl, and there's more of them. Plenty of time to sneak away, tweet something ironic, grab your snack before Eli Manning throws his first pass of the drive. But as a basic rule of thumb, if it's not covered in cheese, it shouldn't be out in public.
Very wise.
Come on! You're supposed to be hitting the sled! I want your meat! I want your nasty! I want you to eat raw meat!
Andre does not eat raw meat. Because Andre is a vegetarian.
Okay, whatever floats your boat. Step number 5, have fun. Football in the end is just a game that brings Americans together. Okay, to watch TV and look at commercials for a whole day, ESPN will have 12 hours of coverage.
Wow.
But amidst all the gluttony and spectatorship, it's really about hanging out with friends, even if some of the friends are pizzas.
Or pizza delivery people. I mean, remember, if there's one thing that football fans love more than watching football, it's talking about football, right? So if you have questions, just ask. We are here to help you. The Takeaway Super Bowl hotline is at your service. Call 877-8. My Take will be open all weekend.
Look at that pass rush. That's incredible.
Pass the cheese doodles.
Welcome to football.
And we have two super fans with us to kind of help out with this little guide to this talking about the Super Bowl. Edward Valentine, New York Giants fan. Let's get here at your 30-second pitch. If I were going to learn from you on how to talk about the Giants winning the Super Bowl, Edward, how would I do it?
Well, you would say that the Giants beat the Patriots once already this season, and that two of the Giants' best offensive players, Hakeem Nicks and Ahmad Bradshaw, didn't play. You would probably say the Giants have too many weapons for the Patriots.
All right. And also with us is Jack Thornton, New England Patriots fan. Jack, if I were going to say, give all my reasons for why the Patriots are going to win and I was going to sound smart, what would I say?
You would say that it's about two things, winning and points. And with Belichick and Brady, the Patriots win more than anybody else in half of the last decade. That includes Super Bowls. In addition, it's points. The Patriots averaged over 10 points a game more than their opponents over the course of the season. The Giants actually gave up more.
Ooh.
Yeah, there you go. Edward, you got a response to that real quick?
The only thing I would say is the Giants are playing much better defense at this point than they were early in the season.
All right, and Jack?
Well, they're going to have to because they were the 27th ranked defense in points given up.
Edward Valentine.
The Patriots are actually 15th.
That's Jack Thornton, New England Patriots fan, and Edward Valentine, New York Giants fan. Stay with us for just another minute, will you guys?
Sure.
And again, if you have questions on how to talk intelligently about football or the Super Bowl, 877-8-MY-TAKE. It's the Super Bowl hotline. We're here to help.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.